Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Mario Galasso from the Berlinale Film Festival, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. We have here with us Martin Rodriguez Redondo. Hello, Martin, ¿qué tal?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, bien. So we're talking about Marilyn, which is your debut feature. I know that the script for this movie won a few prizes and you participated to labs, and especially one in Mexico. You won, if I'm not wrong. I just wanted to ask you about the writing process. How was it? If you just can talk a little bit about that.
Bueno, fue un proceso muy largo. Me llevó bastantes años. Empecé en el 2010 con...
So it was actually a very long process. It started in 2010, and then I won the Australab. It's kind of like a scholarship in Chile, so I could start with the writing. And when I started, I interviewed a lot. Marilyn, the real person, and people in the village that were there when the crime happened to figure out more about it. Also, she gave me this kind of intimate diary that she was writing since the beginning, that includes like everything from the beginning of her life until the crime, which is called the suffering and the suffering of not being the same. And then I got this Opera Prima for the first feature film, kind of production fund, and that helped me a lot to finish the script and to start the movie.
I didn't know anything about this crime case, so how faithful did you stay to the real facts, and how much did you change of it, if you change it at all?
Bueno, yo siempre digo que está inspirada en un hecho real y no basada en un hecho real porque...
So I always want to say, and I always want to let people know that it's inspired by true facts and not based. So I made a lot of documentation, and investigation around the case, but I figured that there were a lot of facts that happened in real life that were not matching into the movie. And what interests me a lot more was to represent this oppressive climate, this whole submission that the main character needs to go through, and tell all of this climate about from his point of view, and not exactly the way the crime happened, the way every event of the crime happened.
All right, going back to the script phase, I want to talk about the ending, because I feel like the whole story, I mean, I imagine you writing the story, and I think you had in mind that the ending was going to be like that, and you had to get to that point, and you build up the tension to get to that point. Was it always like this? Was this like your first idea for the movie, or how many drafts did you have to write for the script?
Bueno, fueron, creo que... seis o siete draft.
I think there were six or seven drafts, but coming to the end, I always wanted it to be that way, and that it ends there, and that there's no like morality included. I wanted to, even though there's this oppressive climate that the main character needs to go through, but there's no reasonable explication for the crime he does, and I didn't want to give this explication either. It's also, I think, that very often we're used by cinematographic language that it's everything is like explained, that one and one is two, and I did want to get away from it, and this is why I decided to do it this way.
The thing that struck me the most about this film is that it's very dry, it's very delicate, every scene is well balanced, and you don't seem to indulge in violence. It's interesting because in this Netflix dominated era where, you know, every day we're literally bombarded with crime scene investigations and stuff, you don't seem to care about that, and you show us no blood. And I think the best two scenes to explain this feeling I got are the rape scene, which ends when it has to end and you don't indulge in it, and also the dinner with Federico and Marcos, with Marcos' family. I feel it was so awkward. I was so embarrassed myself. I couldn't wait for the scene to finish. But, you know, and just when I couldn't take it anymore, you just actually finished the scene. You know, nowadays, a lot of filmmakers indulge so much on details, and I think it's a sort of, like, you know, narcissistic tendency in contemporary cinema and filmmakers, and I think that you not doing this is what makes your movies so fresh in a way, even if it's very dark, because the whole film is so measured and, you know, straight to the point, and when it has to end, it just ends. You don't, you know, indulge on the ending. And so was it like, again, did you get to this, or was it like your first intention? I guess maybe I want to close this question with this. What are your influences as a filmmaker?
Creo que hay muchas películas contemporáneas, mucho cine contemporáneo que...
Well, yeah, I think you're right about contemporary cinema, that there's a lot of directors that it even appears like that they would enjoy to like show this much violence and show like to make the scenes very long and that they find that showing so much violence, they find it itself as something revolutionary, which is not. And also, like, making these long scenes, I think it's often, like, even a bit contradictory in the work of a director to act that this way. But I do, when it comes to my influencers, I really like Haneke, even though some of his movies do have maybe a little bit of an excess of violence, not the last ones, but... I really liked his first films also because I think there is an interesting part when by coming to violence, because the reflection of violence in Haneke's films is never like inviting you. It's more like that. It's a distance from a cinema screen, and it's not an invitation to commit violence yourself.
Y bueno, otras, bueno, me gusta mucho Lucrecia Martel, digamos, como directora.
And another filmmaker that I really like is and admire is Lucrecia Martel. It's not that her movies will be particularly about violence, but I think she is absolutely a great director. And besides of that, I like different movies. I like different movies from Bellatar to the Hermanos Bolén, even though horror movies, although clearly my movie is not a horror movie, and it's not even close to it. But I think it's a fact, and that fact is actually pretty short, and I think it's good to like tell it directly and to like put it in a determined shape, you know, like.
All right, last question. So this is your first debut, and you just mentioned horror movies. I was curious to ask you what's happening for you starting from now after the Berlinale, and if you would ever consider, you know, getting into genre movies and maybe a horror, as you said, because I'm a fan of horror movies myself. So
podría ser, o sea, me gustaría, digamos, sí, lo veo como una posibilidad.
Yeah, I would like to, but to make a horror movie, but definitely not a gore movie. I do really like older horror movies, just by Dario Argento or John Carpenter, but I also like contemporary horror movies because I think they have a different approach of dealing with tension, just like It Follows, for example.
Y bueno, en realidad ahora no tengo otro proyecto todavía, digamos, tengo varias ideas y demás, pero.
And so far, I don't have like concrete new project, but I do have a lot of ideas. I'm generally very interested in characters that like try to get out of the normal, out of the regular, and their environment that kind of wants to keep them in place. So I think in all of my ideas, a character like this is involved, and this situation is involved of certain standards trying to hold someone back and not letting him live freely his own ideas and his way of not being normal.
All right, I think we got it. Thank you, Martin Rodriguez Redondo. Best of luck with your project. And Fred from Radio, the Festival Insider, Mario Galasso. Goodbye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.